Raymond hesitated because the ministry did not want debt. This time he felt an inner urge to go ahead, so he brought it home to the office. And guess what? Next day in the mail was a check for $1,500. God had put it into someone's heart to send this gift for the Lord's work. The Lord knew about this excellent offer even before Raymond did. The Lord did it again. Before Raymond bought that duplicator, it had run more than 1 million tapes. And since then, more than 200,000 cassette tapes have been copied on it. And it has never needed major repairs and is still going well. Isn't God the miracle maker? The Lord has directed Raymond to various sources for the tapes. He has been able to buy tens of thousands used tapes from a business in Canada. The tapes are scrapped by a university there, and a businessman gets them for the ministry. They are 90 minutes long, and 99% of them are good tapes. They cost 6.5 cents each. The Lord arranges interesting ways to get them down from Canada. It's exciting just to wait to see what the Lord will do each time. Raymond has a little parable about these tapes. Several of our supporters have collected and used discarded tapes. First, we give the tapes a new birth experience by erasing the old life in the old message on it. Next, we give the tape a right appearance by covering up the old label with a new one. Then we put an evangelistic message on the heart of the tape by recording a testimony, message, or music on it. The tape is then sent out into the world to preach the gospel to every creature. Let's go back to talking about tracks again. Last year, in October of 94, 1 million tracks were printed in New Mexico and brought in by a Christian family, free of charge. These were all shipped out by the 1st of February, 1995. Then the ministry started looking towards buying another 1 million. About that time, Raymond received a phone call from a person asking what the present needs were. Well, we just finished shipping the latest 1 million tracks and hope soon to be able to buy another 1 million. How much does a 1 million cost now? $9,500. Are you at the same address? Yes, the address is the same. 3 days later, that man's check arrived, enough to buy another 1 million tracks. Boys and girls, do you know how much 1 million tracks weigh? They weigh about 4 tons. That's about what 2 automobiles together would weigh. Now that the Lord provided money for the next 1 million tracks, they were ordered again from New Mexico. Now, how would these get to the east? This looked to be a real problem, and many prayers went up to the Lord. He had it all planned, and when the time was right, he informed the printer to call, saying that a family from Delaware was planning to pick up 2,000 Spanish hymnals in Fredericksburg, Virginia, for them in New Mexico. They were willing to bring back the tracks. Once again, the tracks were brought free of charge. The Lord did it again. Who said serving the Lord was dull? Raymond's friend Martin, who was so interested in tapes for truck drivers, died and is now with Jesus. In the last few years, the demand for tapes for truck drivers has really picked up again. At one of the biggest truck stops in the world in New Mexico, the man who puts tapes there could use more than 1,000 a day. He also has requests from other stores and shops who want a box of tapes in their places. We can't send him all that he could use. One night, Raymond was so tired. He had had a big day. He had just fallen asleep when his phone rang. It was midnight.